The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 11 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, my name is Cammie, and
hey,
I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Cammie.
Sometimes I think we receive personal revelation even when we don't ask for it. I've just been still struggling with my making amends, and I know my family has been praying for me, and our home teachers came on Sunday, and they talked about forgiving and letting go of grudges, and I've pretty much been pretty mad at my bishop, and so I knew that's what they were talking about. And when I woke up, I think maybe even the night before, I told Scott that I wasn't going to church. And I feel like because I have shingles, I have good enough excuse. And the real reason is I'm just mad. Even though, you know, I just need to go to church and get over it. And I'm just so grateful. Every time I come to these meetings, I feel like they're specifically for me. And talks in the manual, and Steve pointed it out. The more, like, we pray and read our scriptures, it can eliminate fear and depression, and just so fearful about it, but I'm just ruminating about it, and it's just ridiculous, but then my brothers, they go to BYU with me, and we have them over for dinner, and my little brother, he was like, "So how is church?" And Scott can't, he's excommunicated because of certain circumstances, he can't go without me. So I feel pretty guilty about that too. And he was like, "Oh, I mean, my brother," he was like, "How is church?" And I was like, "We didn't go." And then my other brother just had the worst look on his face. Like, he was just so ashamed. And He didn't even have to say anything, and because he knows I know I'm supposed to go, and there's no reason not to go. I'm just being really ridiculous. And so it's just a process, and it's just Satan, and but, I mean, it's not like at least I could come to the meetings because they don't replace church, but, I mean, a lot of times I feel like I get more out of the meetings, but I just need to do what I'm supposed to, and I'm grateful for personal revelation, even though I don't always do what I, I receive, and I say it thanks to Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thanks.
The full episode for Step 11 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.